We got the men's game coming up next. Got the final scores from the rest of the games in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as women's basketball is concerned today. Hastings again with a win over Briarcliff, 86-68. Concordia, they beat Dort today in Seward by the score of 89-66. We'll play at Dort next Saturday. It was Doan over Mount Marty today by a score of 75-70. That game in Crete. And Northwestern rolling to a win over Nebraska Wesleyan today in Lincoln by the score of 105-53. Tonight, Dakota Wesleyan will play. Actually, Dakota Wesleyan and Midland, they are playing. No final score in on that ball game. Yep, and Morningside will play the late game tonight at Dakota State. Hastings College men, they come into the ball game ranked number 8 in the country in the NAIA Division II poll that was released this week. Hastings has won 9 out of their first 10 games. Their only defeat during this stretch has been that loss to Benedictine in the first round of the Doan College Classic back on November the 8th. Since then, Hastings has won 7 games in a row, including the 2 games during the Thanksgiving holiday break when they beat Tabor College of Kansas, 76-66, and Chadron State, 76-61. Hastings had a whole week to prepare for the Briarcliff Chargers here today. Hastings, again, 9-1 in the season, 4-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. A team that is averaging 79.9 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 70.6 on the defensive end. But Briarcliff, a team, like we talked with the coach, they can put some points on the scoreboard. This is the second highest scoring team in the conference. They are averaging 90.1 points per ball game, but they're giving up 82.6 on the defensive end. Briarcliff is 8-4 on the season. They are 4-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. As we took a look at their schedule and their results so far, Briarcliff dropped a ball game. In fact, they've lost their last 2, losing to Dort 104-97 last week in overtime, and also dropping a game to Bellevue University 79-72. Their other losses have been to Clark of Iowa 82-76, and they lost their season opener to Grandview of Iowa by the score of 93-90. So Hastings, they've won 6 games in a row, and Briarcliff coming up here on a 2-game losing streak, but this is always a tough team to handle out of Sioux City. The Chargers, again, they can put some points on the scoreboard, averaging 90 points per ball game. We'll get to the starting lineups today, brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. It'll go like this for Briarcliff. It'll be Shane Graves, a 5'11" freshman out of Sioux City. Graves on the season is averaging 8 points per ball game. Clay Harold is a 6'2" sophomore out of Williams, Iowa. Harold is averaging 15 points per game. Kale Wetfeld is a 6'3" sophomore out of North Bend, Nebraska. Wetfeld is averaging 6.3 points per ball game. Zach Otting is a 6'4" junior out of Peosta, Iowa. Otting is the second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 21.2 points per ball game and 4.8 rebounds per game. And the other starter is going to be Ricky Williams, a 6'7" freshman out of Carson, Iowa, averaging 6.8 points per ball game. Hastings College will go with Akeem Morrison, 5'11" and senior out of Delray Beach, Florida. Morrison is averaging 5.3 points per ball game. Jake Hamburger, 6'2", a senior out of St. Cecilia, averaging 10 points per game. Brent Wells, a 6'4" senior out of Alba, Nebraska, averaging 4.1 points per game. The other starters will be Brady Lohman, 6'2", and a senior out of Norfolk. Lohman is the fourth leading scorer in the conference, averaging 19 points per game. And a Boo Fall, 6'7", a senior out of Dakar, Senegal, as Fall is averaging 8.7 points per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Briarcliff controls the opening tip. The Chargers will shoot to our basket to our right as they immediately go to work. Here's a shot taken underneath the hole by Otting. That's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Otting with a quick drive to the hole there, and they couldn't convert. Hastings gets the rebound. So the Broncos have it back in their offensive scoring zone for the first time here this afternoon. Brady Lohman has got it now to Akeem Morrison. Morrison comes over here to Lohman as he dribbles with the ball. Left side of the lane, sends over to Hamburger. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu. Spins one way, then the other. Puts it up there. Shot good. Abu falls, scores for Hastings. 2-0. Broncos have the lead. Here's Shane Graves coming back with the basketball now for Briarcliff. Down the near sideline, picked up by Morissette. Goes over to Clay Harrell, a good outside shooter, number one in the conference, and three-pointers made. Clay Harrell has got the ball again over on the left side. Now to Zach Otting. Otting comes over here to Shane Graves. He gets away. Now Morissette picks his pocket. Hakeem Morissette back the other way. A steal there for Hakeem. First turnover on Briarcliff in the ball game. Back outside, a three-pointer good. Jake Hamburger throws up a three-pointer, and the Broncos have the lead. 5-0 is the score. On the turnover, a good quick hands there by Hakeem Morissette. 5-0, Hastings has the lead. Briarcliff with the ball. Clay Harrell gets it in the hands of Ricky Williams. He's a big wide body in there for the Chargers. Back outside, here's a Zach Otting with the ball. Brent Wells will pick him up defensively. Otting gets away, and a palming violation. Palming violation on Zach Otting. Second turnover on Briarcliff. Hakeem Morissette wearing number 45 today. Evidently, the story is they've had some problems with the laundry. And Morissette's wearing number 45. Zach Lynn is wearing number 43. Both number changes today. Evidently, their uniforms were gobbled up by the Hastings College washing machine. There's a turnover on Hastings as they come back in their offensive zone. So the washing machine gobbled up two uniforms over the past week. So we got a number change for Morissette and Zach Lina. 5-0 is the score. Hastings out on top. Drumming on the ball is Shane Graves. Graves over there to a Zach Otting. They work it around the horn and they throw the ball out of bounds. Wetfeld had it at the top of the key and sent it over here to the right wing. Nobody was home that time. So Briarcliff off to a shaky start here. Three possessions and they've had three turnovers. 5-0. The Broncos have the lead. We're 2 minutes into the ball game here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hakeem Morissette with the ball now for Hastings to Abu Fall. Abu right side of the lane, backs up, powers his way toward the goal. One fake, two fakes, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Ricky Williams. Outlet pass to the far sideline to Graves. Right-handed dribble as he hustles back the other way for the Chargers. Behind the screen, Graves gives the ball away now to Wetfeld. He drives it, comes back out on top there. That's going to be Graves with the ball as he hands it away to Zach Otting. Otting drives it toward the goal, his shot is up and in. Zach Otting, the second leading scorer in the conference, scores his first field goal of the ball game. 5-2 is the score. 17:30 the play. Here's Lohman driving down the left side of the lane. His shot no good. The ball comes out here to Hamburger. Long range jumper, a three-pointer. Good. Hamburger hits his first 2 3-point field goal attempts here. And it's an 8-2 ball game. Hastings will lead. Here's Shane Graves. He takes the ball into the lane. The ball's going to be deflected. Hamburger picks it up. The fourth turnover on Briarcliff. Hamburger gets the ball to Abu Fall. Back to Hamburger. Now to Lohman for three. His shot. Bingo! Brady Lohman throws up a three ball. 11-2. Briarcliff wants the timeout. Hastings has fired up three threes here in the first, 3 minutes and 3 seconds of the ball game. Hastings with a lead. It's the Broncos 11, Briarcliff 2.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 11-2 is the score. Hastings College out of the gates early here today over the Chargers of Briarcliff, who are receiving votes in the latest NAIA Top 25 Coaches Poll this week. Hastings ranked number 8 in the country. Broncos 11, Briarcliff 2. Here's Shane Graves with the ball. Graves comes over here to Otting. Good defense by Wells, and a foul is called on Brent Wells. Wells picks up his first personal foul, first team foul in the Broncos. Non-shooting situation as Zach Otting will key things in. Here comes Austin Holman into the ballgame now for Briarcliff. Also, Ricky Torres coming to the lineup. A couple of big bodies in there. There's an inbounds pass to get it to Shane Graves. Morissette goes for the steal. Graves drives it down the lane, dishes off here to Holman, and he lays it in. Austin Holman moving toward the basket, scores there. That's the second field goal of the ball game for Briarcliff. 11-4 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Jake Hamburger on the near sideline. Goes down to Brent Wells, out to Hakeem Morissette beyond the three-point circle. Here's a whistle, and we've got a... Let's see, we got some problems here. They're going to bring in. We got a player that's going to have to head out. Brian Forbes is going to come into the ball game now for Brian Clough as Hastings will play things in. Here's Lohman. His shot for three is up there and in. Three-pointer by Brady Lohman. He's now got 6 points. Jake Hamburger has got six. Boo Fall has got two. That's 14-4. Hastings College out to a 10-point lead here. 4 minutes into the ball game. There's a Ricky Torres. He saves it from going into the backcourt and an over and back violation. Gets into the hands of Zach Otting. Dribbles to the elbow, left side of the lane. That is Shane Graves. He'll try the right side down to Forbes. Bounce pass goes to Ricky Torres. He works against a Boo Fall. He is double teamed. Back out here to Forbes. He throws up a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Wells with a rebound. Gets it away to Akeem Morris down the right sideline. Out of Lohman. Lohman dribbles right to left across the free throw line. Goes down in the corner to Morris. Akeem Morris comes out to Brady Lohman now here on the near sideline. 20 seconds left in the shot clock. There's Hamburger. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Briar Cliff. Back the other way. Holman has got the ball. Holman now to Shane Graves. Hustles into the forecourt. Hands it away here. Zach Otting has got it. Matched up there with Brady Lohman defensively as the Broncos stay with their man-to-man defense. Otting has got it. Two-handed pass comes over here to Shane Graves. Little stutter steps. Takes it inside the three-point arc. Now out to Holman. He drives it. Back down in the corner to Graves for three. Shot good. Shane Graves fires one up from the deep right corner and it's 14-7. Hastings College with a 7-point lead. Broncos have the ball. And now we've got a blocking foul. An offensive foul called here on Wells. The second foul on Brent Wells. That's the second team foul on Hastings College. Wells comes out. Here comes Hamburger out of the ball game. In there for Hastings will be John DeWard. Also Tobin Reinwald. Also checking out will be Akeem Morissette. And checking in there for Hastings will be Carson Bloom. Hastings with an early 7-point lead. Broncos 14 and the Chargers 7. Men's college basketball action for you today. Here's Austin Poland with a ball. Out to Ricky Torres for Briar Cliff. Over here on the wing on the right side to Forbes. Back out to Zach Otting. Otting holding the ball. Two-handed pass goes to Torres and a foul is going to be called here on DeWard. John DeWard picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three called in the Broncos here in this first half of play. 14-32. The play in the first half. Hastings leading Briar Cliff by 7 points, 14-7. Zach Otting will inbound the ball on the far sideline. They get it into the hands of Austin Poland. Poland puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the 3-point territory, drives it down the right side of the lane, stops, comes out to Brian Forbes. Forbes picked up by Reinwald, out to Otting again. He's picked up by Carson Bloom defensively. Ricky Torres, top of the key, 3-pointer, bingo. Ricky Torres throwing down a 3-pointer for Briar Cliff, 14-10. Hastings now with a 4-point lead. As Brian Cliff has scored the last 6 points here in the ballgame. Here's Lohman. Lohman takes it down on the left side here to Zach Lena. Outside to a Tobin Reinwald to Zach Lena. Lena holds the ball, two-handed pass, goes to the right corner. Carson Bloom has got it. Bloom takes it to the hole. His shot is up there in the lane, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Brian Cliff. Austin Holman with a rebound down the near sideline to Poland. He drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's off of the glass, no good. We got a foul call on the rebound. Personal foul here is going to go on Briar Cliff. It's going to go on Austin Poland. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one. Team foul number one on Briar Cliff. So Zach Lynn is now wearing number 43. That's the number that Dylan Flynn was wearing earlier this year, but Dylan is now lost for the season with a torn Achilles tendon. So some number changes here for the Hastings College men's basketball team here today. There's a long-range jumper by Lohman. His shot's going to be falling off of the front iron, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Briar Cliff, running back the other way and losing control of the ball. It's going to go out of bounds. A turnover on Briar Cliff, bringing the ball back there was Brian Forbes. Lost control of it as he's driving down the lane. Turnover number five on the Chargers. 14-10, Hastings with the lead. 13 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Carson Bloom. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Reinwald pounding his way to the goal, and he lost it out of his hands. So a turnover on Hastings. That's their second of the ball game. Lohman is going to check out. In there now for Hastings will be Akeem Morissette. Briar Cliff comes back with the ball. Austin Poland will bring things up against Carson Bloom. Briar Cliff brings it to the near sideline to Shane Graves. Now to Forbes. who shovels the ball away to Austin Leffler, who's into the ball game now. Down in the low block. There's a shot taken there. It's going to be no good by Holman. Partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Akeem Morrison as he runs her back the other way down the near sideline. Under the hole. Bounce pass. Deflected. It's picked up in the corner. A turnover on Hastings. Third turnover on the Broncos. Running back the other way is Leffler. Leffler drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Kicks it back out. Poland drives the ball toward the hoop. Tries to dish it away, and it's out of bounds. Poland probably should have just went up for the shot. The last second, he tried to dump it off there to Austin Holman, who wasn't looking for the ball, and it goes right through his fingertips out of bounds. Turnover number six on the Chargers here in the ball game. 12 and a half to play first half. Hastings 14, Briarcliff 10. Broncos have the ball. This is going to be Zach Lena with it now. Lena comes out to Reinwald, open for three, takes a shot, misses off the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Austin Poland. Poland on a dribble back the other way, picked up there by Carson Bloom of Hastings. Poland goes to Ricky Torres. On the wing now with the ball is going to be Leffler. Back outside to Forbes. Open for three. Takes the shot. Misses. Rattles off of the front iron and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Carson Bloom back the other way. He drives it all the way to the hole. Shot good. Nice move to the hole there by the former Minden Whippet, Carson Bloom. 16-10. Hastings out to a six-point lead now with 11:45 to play here in the first half. On the wing on the right side is Austin Leffler. Rainbow pass comes out to Forbes. Now they got it on the wing. That's Austin Poland. Top of the key is Austin Holman. Over here on the right side, Forbes has got it. Forbes leaves it back out on top now to Austin Poland, picked up there by Carson Bloom. Here's Ricky Torres. Torres moves it over here on the right side to Austin Leffler. Leffler dribbles against Keem Morissot. Now picks up the dribble. Cross-court pass goes to Torres. 3 seconds in the shot clock, and a foul is going to be called. As they were working the shot clock down to about 2 seconds, a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. John DeWard picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his second. Abu Fall comes into the ball game now. DeWard will come to the bench. 16-10 is the score. Hastings out on top. Broncos will win this thing from the opening tap. Got out to a 5-0 lead. Briarcliff will play things in. Here's a long-range three from the left side. Good. A three-pointer by Ricky Williams. Williams nails a three, and it's now a 16-13 ball game. Hastings with a three-point lead after leading by 10 just a couple of minutes ago. There's Abu Fall backing up against Williams. Kicks it out, and Reinwald is going the wrong way. Abu threw it out there, and Reinwald is cutting toward the hole, and Abu threw it into the second row of the bleachers. Four turnovers on Hastings. Briarcliff has got six. The Chargers are within 3 points. They can tie here with a three ball of their own. Austin Poland has got it. Gets away from Hamburger, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Poland back outside the three-point ring. Down in the corner with the basketball down there is Clay Harold, who is back into the ball game, a good outside shooter. There's Austin Leffler at the free throw line. His pass goes out of bounds. He had a ball fake there. Looked like he was going for the shot and then fired a pass down on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number seven in the ball game for Briarcliff. Hastings with four. Broncos have a three-point lead, 16-13. Hastings looking for their 10th win of the 2013 season. Here this afternoon, Akeem Morissot. Goes to Brady Lohman. He is double-teamed. Comes back to Akeem. Open for three. Takes the shot. Hits it. Akeem Morrison hits a three-pointer. So he's got his first three of the day. Jake Hamburger's got two threes. Brady Lohman has got two threes. 19-13. Hastings with a six-point lead. Here's Ricky Williams at the top of the key. Goes over to Zach Otting. Down to the far sideline. That's Clay Harold with the ball. Picked up there by Hamburger. They get it back outside here to Wetfeld, who's into the ball game. The Grays tries to return the ball back to Wetfeld, and the ball deflected. Nice save by Hastings by Lohman. Akeem Morrison's got the ball on the turnover. Here's Hamburger, 4-3. His shot's going to be no good. And it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Ryan Cliff's ball. Hamburger throws up an error ball. We thought that was a little bit deflected out of his hands, but evidently not. But Briar Cliff will bring the ball back here just by the halfway point. Now this first half, 9:49 to go. Here's Zach Otting. He's going to throw up a three from the left side. It's going to be no good. Rebounded here by Jake Hamburger. Hamburger on the dribble back the other way. That's Lena with the ball, not a Hamburger. Hamburger out here in three-point territory, directing some traffic. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu Fall, spins toward the baseline. Now goes up with a shot, no good. Rebound fall, follow shot, good. Abu's first shot hit the underside of the glass, but Abu stays after it and grabs the ball and scores. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and we've got a timeout, Briarcliff. A timeout, Briarcliff, 9 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 23, Briarcliff. Actually, Hastings should have 21. Broncos 21 and the Chargers 13. We'll be back after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Earlier today, the Hastings College women's basketball team rolling past 15th-ranked Briarcliff today. Broncos winning in big fashion, and the final score was 86-68. Hastings led 46-30 at halftime, and they go on to beat Briarcliff today 86-68. Hastings getting 23 points from Jamie Van Kirk. 21-13 here. Hastings with a lead in the men's contest over the Chargers. Briarcliff coming in here out of Sioux City. Zach Otting has got the ball for the Chargers. Otting fakes the three. Otting holds it. Holds it out here in three-point territory. Finally has to get rid of it. At the count of four, as Clay Harreld has got it now. Has the ball tipped away. Now it's tipped into the backcourt, and it goes out of bounds. They give the ball back to Briarcliff as Lohman tips the ball out of the hands of Clay Harreld. Coming into the ball game now for the Chargers is going to be Brian Forbes. Forbes will come in. Going out is going to be Clay Harreld. So Briarcliff will now inbound the ball here in backcourt, where it went out of bounds here on the near sideline. And we got a foul in backcourt on Akeem Morissant as he tried to steal the ball away there from Shane Graves. Morissant picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. 21-13 is the score. Briarcliff has got the ball here on the near sideline. Brian Forbes. Forbes will come to the near side. That's going to be Zach Otting with it now. Zach Otting trying to drive it. Can't do it. Otting out here in three-point territory. Now to Wetfield as they work it around to the left side. That's Graves with the ball. Picked up by Morissant. Now it's going to be loose again. It goes out of bounds and an over and back violation. As they last to touch it over there was Graves trying to chase the ball down just as it trickled across the mid-court stripe here. And it goes out of bounds and officially an over and back violation. And Hastings will play things in on the far sideline. The Broncos have a 21-13 lead here as Hamburger will inbound the ball to Akeem Morissant. Akeem will walk it across the midcourt stripe here against Austin Pullen. Bounce pass to Brady Woolman, left side of the lane. Leads over to Hamburger. On the elbow, his shot is up and in. Jake was wide open. Breakdown defensively there for Briarcliff. Jake Hamburger wide open. He throws one up from the elbow at the right side of the lane. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 10-point lead at 23-13. There's Austin Pullen with the ball. Pullen out between the rings to Zach Otting. They lob the ball inside. Now it's going to be Ricky Williams going for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Lohman. Brady Lohman down the right sideline. Cross-court pass. Akeem Morissant. 4-3. It's off of the front iron. No good. Abu Fall had the rebound, and the foul is going to be called. Abu is going to pick up the personal foul. It's going to be his first. So Abu Fall picks up the foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. And now we walk to the other end of the floor, and we'll have a 1-1 situation. Hey, coming up after our Bronco broadcast here today. We'll get you to Nebraska volleyball action. The Huskers playing Oregon in the finals of the Lincoln Regional today. The NCAA basketball tournament pregame scheduled to begin at 6:30 with a first serve at 7 o'clock tonight from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Shot from Ricky Williams at the free throw line is going to be good. They'll have one more. The score is 23-14. The Broncos have a 9-point lead. Next one is up there. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings College. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball. Lohman drives it into the lane. Has it knocked loose. Now it's picked up here. Akeem Morissant down to Abu Fall. Abu Fall out to Akeem Morissant out here at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up and in. Falling down. Akeem Morissant scoring. He's got 5 points in the ball game. He is just lightning quick. As Morissant moves the ball down the lane there. 25-14 now. Hastings with their biggest lead of the ball game at 11 points. 7:25 to play here in the first half. There's Austin Pullen with the ball. Austin Pullen brings it up against Morissant. And a foul is going to be called here on Morissant. Second foul on Akeem. End of the ball game is going to be Tobin Reinwald, also Carson Bloom. Morissant will check out. Here comes Jake Hamburger to the bench. 7:16 to play. Men's college basketball, and we're in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Going to the free throw line will be Austin Pullen. Pullen, a 61% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It rims off no good. He misses the front end of the 1-1, and then a boot fall. Loses the ball out of bounds on the rebound. So Briarcliff will get a second chance here as they will get to plant things in underneath their own basket to the right side. They'll get things in to Ricky Torres. Torres comes out on top now to Austin Pullen, who brings it back to Otting on the left side of the lane. Back out to Pullen as they swing it right side now. It's going to be Forbes with the ball. Forbes gets it into the hands here of a Kale Wetfeld, who's into the ball game again. Now to Otting out here in three-point territory. Still 15 in the shot clock. Otting driving inside. He's nearly double-teamed. Here's a shot by Torres way off of the mark from three-point range, and the rebound comes down to Tobin Reinwald. Down the right sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor, stops just inside the free throw line, comes back out to Woolman near the 10-second line. Man-to-man defense here for Briarcliff. Here's Wells with the ball. Now to Woolman, an NBA three, shot good. Brady Woolman, that's his third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 9 points. He had 34 earlier this year in that ball game against Doan. Hastings has doubled the score on Briarcliff, and is 28-14. Here's a Brian Forbes again trying to penetrate inside. The ball's knocked loose. Wells comes down with it. That's the ninth turnover on Briarcliff. Woolman has got it back into the forecourt. Down in the corner, Reinwald for three. Shot good. Tobin Reinwald throws up a three, and Briarcliff wants to call a timeout. The Broncos have opened up a 17-point lead. Raining three balls here tonight for Hastings College. The Broncos lead by 17. We'll take a break. 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 31, Briarcliff 14.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 31-14. Hastings College is out on top here in the ball game. Hastings right now in a 10-1 run over the Chargers out of Briarcliff. Looking for answers. I'll tell you what, Broncos are shooting well here today. Brady Woolman has got 3 three-pointers, 9 points. Jake Hamburger, 2 threes and a field goal. He has got 8 points. Akeem Morrison has hit a 3 and a 2. He has got 5 points. Tobin Reinwald just hit that three-pointer for his only points so far in the first half. And then Abu Fall has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. The Broncos with 31 on the board, playing tremendous defense here today as Hastings has held Briarcliff to just 14 points. This is a team that's been averaging 90 points per ball game this season. A great defensive effort so far in the first 14 minutes of the ball game. Here's Zach Otting out here in three-point territory. Austin Pullen out to Ricky Torres. Top of the key. Swings it left side now to Otting. He drives inside. He's double-teamed. Otting forces up a shot. We got a traveling violation. Otting was double-teamed as he was driving the ball toward the hole there. Looked like he wanted to go up for the shot. A traveling violation is called on Otting and Briarcliff. The 10th turnover on the Chargers. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's Carson Bloom. Bloom to Brady Woolman. High right side. Holds the ball. On the right sideline, moves it down in the corner to Bloom. Back out to Woolman. Out of Tobin Reinwald. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the left side. Bounce pass to Abu Fall. And he traveling. Nope, it's going to be a personal foul on Torres. Abu spinning toward the baseline there. And Ricky Torres is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Chargers. Hastings with 8 fouls here in the first half. Tobin Reinwald has got the ball deep in the corner now. As Briarcliff stays with the man-to-man. Reinwald takes off, drives it, puts a man in the air, shoots and scores it. Tobin Reinwald scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 33-14. Hastings leading Briarcliff here this afternoon. Here's a Zach Otting with the ball. Austin Pullen back outside now to Holman. Austin Holman as he goes over to Zach Otting. Entry pass. They work the ball inside, spinning, putting up a shot. It's Holman. It's going to be partially deflected. The ball is loose and it's picked up by Otting. He drives the ball toward the goal. It's shot good. Zach Otting now with 4 points. 33-16, 5 minutes to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Brady Lohman with the ball here on the near sideline. Lohman goes to Tobin Reinwald. He drives, and we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Riding him in and picking up the personal foul here for the Chargers is going to be Brian Forbes. That's going to be the first foul on Forbes, team foul number 3 on the Chargers. Hamburger in. Zach Lina is in. Here comes Wells and Carson Bloom to the bench. So no free throws here. That's only team foul number 3 on the Chargers. And now what do we got? We got another whistle right at the free throw line. Lohman was attempting inbound the ball. A personal foul is going to be called on Ricky Torres. That's going to be his second foul on Torres. Him and Abu Fall were mixing it up there at the free throw line. Here's a play into Lohman. He drives it for the hole. His shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Torres. Torres gets it into the hands of Austin Poland. Here come the Chargers now. Poland dribbles the ball to the elbow. Kicks her back out. Torres, 4-3. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. A foul is going to be called. And let's see. They're pointing at a Bronco here. It's going to go on Tobin Reinwald. That's going to be personal foul number 1 on Reinwald. Team foul number 9 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Austin Holman. Holman has got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. 70% foul shooter on the season. He's 12 out of 17. Here's the free throw. It's up there. It is good. Holman will have one more. So Abu Fall comes out of the ball game now for Hastings. John DeWard comes in there for the Broncos. Ward is a 6'6" sophomore out of Utica, Nebraska. 33-17. Hastings out on top. Here comes the next one from Holman from the line. It's good. So he gets a couple of free throws. It's a 15-point lead now for Hastings as Brady Lohman will bring the ball back here. Lohman goes to Jake Hamburger, directing traffic out here in three-point territory. Hamburger dribbles once, goes over to Zach Lean on the right sideline. Back out to Hamburger, lobs the ball down low. Lohman grabs it, tries to shovel the ball away to DeWard. The ball is deflected and is picked up here by Brian Cliff. A turnover on Hastings. That's their fifth of the ball game. Graves has got the ball. Graves, now to Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams goes over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Loeffler. Gives it back to Ricky Williams at the top of the key. Now right side to Graves. They get the ball back inside to Holman. His shot no good. Tip try is up there. It's no good. Rebound DeWard. DeWard has got it for Hastings. Outlet pass to Tobin Reinwald into the forecourt. Reinwald hesitates, drives it toward the hole, puts a man in the air, goes up for the shot, and he's hammered. Reinwald will go to the free throw line here as this foul is going to be called on Brian Forbes of Briarcliff. That's going to be his second. Reinwald to the line for Hastings. He has got 5 points in the ballgame. Reinwald is 16 out of 18 from the free throw line this season. 88% for Tobin Reinwald as he toes the mark. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Reinwald will have one more. 6'4", a junior out of Lincoln. Reinwald had that knee injury a season ago. And now he is back at full strength there. He's looking good in the past couple of weeks. Reinwald now with 7 in the ball game. 35-18 is the score. Hastings with a 17-point lead early in this ball game. Here's Loeffler with the ball inside the free throw circle. Puts it up there over a Hamburger. No good. Jake grabs the rebound. Jake down the right sideline with a right-handed dribble. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Hamburger moves it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out here to Reinwald. Top of the key. Wide open. Three-pointer. Count it. Tobin now with 10 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by 20. 38-18. As we approach the three-minute mark here in the first half. Here's Forbes with the ball. Out to Ricky Williams. Now to Graves. Graves splits the defense. Here's a pass down on the baseline. A shot is up there from three by Loeffler. No good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Reinwald. He takes it down the right sideline. Goes to Lohman. Stops and pops. Running one-hander. No good. Rebound is loose, and we got a foul called. We have a foul going here on Forbes of Briarcliff, who hit the deck on the right side of the lane there. It's in with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. End of the ball game now is going to be Kale Wetfeld as he comes in. Also, Zach Otting returning to the Chargers lineup. Hastings with a 20-point lead here in the first half. It is 38-18. They lobbed the ball to Lohman in the lane. His shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Hamburger. Hamburger has got it for Hastings. Comes over here to Reinwald on the near sideline. Back out to Jake in the center of the floor. Jake Hamburger returns it back here to Zach Lena. 200 pass to Ryan Wall. Drives it for the hole. His little hook shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Ricky Williams. He brings it back one-on-one all the way to the goal. Scoop shot is up there. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Hastings ball. So Williams, the big guy, brings it back here and just tries to lay it out there, but it would not go. Ball deflected out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the ball game now. Carson Bloom will replace Reinwald, who comes to the bench now. 2:32 to play in the first half, 38-18. Hastings with a 20-point lead here in this one. Broncos are undefeated at home this year. And well underway here with a 20-point lead. Here's Lohman again. Bounce pass goes to DeWard. He can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. Well, pick and roll there for John DeWard. The pick was all right, but the roll was not as he couldn't handle the pass. Six turnovers on Hastings College here in the first half of play. Shane Graves comes back with the ball. Now to Zach Otting. Otting gets it over here to Wentfeld, who hands it back away to Otting. Otting spins right side of the lane, runs into traffic, now bounces off of a man, throws up a shot. It's no good, but he's fouled in the play. He's going to go in Zach Lena. Zach picks up his first personal foul. 10 fouls plus in the Broncos in the first half. Going to the free throw line is going to be Zach Otting. Otting has got a couple of field goals and 4 points so far. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Otting, an 87% foul shooter in the season. He was 96 for 110 coming in here. Zach Otting will have one more. The Bronco lead is now 19 points. Next shot is up there. It's good. 38-20 is the score as we approach the two-minute mark here in the ball game. And now we've got a whistle here. They're going to reset the game clock. All right, they're going to reset the game clock here as the Broncos have to come back the other direction. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hamburger will play things in now with 2:03 remaining officially here in the first half. Here's Brady Lohman with it. He'll bring it up against Austin Pullen. Lohman on the dribble here into the offensive zone. The Hamburger, left side of the lane. Hamburger puts it on the floor, dribbles inside the paint. The ball's going to be blocked down and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Shane Graves. That's going to be his first. Hamburger driving the ball to the paint there. Trying to go for a shot, and he couldn't do it because Graves was hanging all over him. First foul on Shane Graves. Team foul number 7 on Briarcliff. It's a shot from the free throw line by Hamburger. That's going to be good. Jake now with 9 points in the ball game, 74% foul shooter in the season. Ryan Wald is in. Here comes John DeWard back out of the ball game for Hastings. 39-20 is the score. Hastings with a 19-point lead. Make it 20 as Hamburger hits a second free throw. 40-20. A minute and 48 seconds to play. Shane Graves has got the ball now for Briarcliff, and he's called for the steps. Graves just out here beyond the 10-second line. Was working against Carson Bloom, a little indecision, and a unforced turnover there. As Briarcliff turns her away, Shane Graves, a traveling violation. Here comes Carson Bloom with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Reinwald in the paint. Now he comes back out here to 3-point territory. Lohman out of Carson Bloom. Bounce pass to Hamburger. Here's Lohman driving the ball into the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down. Recovered here by Briarcliff. Down the floor they come. Here comes Zach Otting. Drives for the hole and a foul is called on the other end. They go on Hamburger. Hamburger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. 10 fouls plus in the Broncos. So this will be a 2-shot foul coming up here for Zach Otting. Otting is the second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year. He's averaging 21.2 points per ball game. He's got 6 so far in this game. Zach Otting, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Make it 3 out of 3 as that one goes down the well. They'll have one more. Here comes Brian Forbes back into the ball game now for Briarcliff. It's 40-21. Hastings College in the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Otting. So he's now got 4 from the line, 4 from the field. 8 points in the ball game. It's 40-22. Hastings leading by 18 points with a minute and 18 seconds to play. Jake Hamburger with it now for the Broncos. Two-handed pass to Ryan Wald, who comes back the other way. Carson Bloom in a deep left corner. A 3-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Briarcliff. Austin Pullen with the ball. Brings it up himself now for the Chargers. Pullen in the offensive zone. Circles around. Gets it here now into the hands of Forbes. Forbes to Otting right in front of the Bronco bench. Otting has got the ball, has to get rid of it. He's double teamed. Otting has still got it. Bounce pass goes to the free throw line. That's a Wetfeld. He can't do anything with the ball. Great defense here by Hastings College. Back outside, that's a Brian Forbes with the ball now to Otting. 9 seconds left in the shot clock. Otting drives it down the right side of the lane. An off-balance shot on the baseline is up there. No good. Rebound Hastings. Lohman has got it. Long pass ahead to Reinwald. Reinwald sidesteps a man, goes for the hole and scores. Tobin Reinwald now with 12 points in the ball game. Hastings again leading by 20. It is 42-22 with 22 seconds to play here in this one. Austin Poland has got the ball picked up by Carson Bloom. Poland dribbling just beyond the 10-second line here with 13 seconds remaining in the first half. Poland has still got the ball. He tries to penetrate. Poland has still got it. Now drives the ball into the paint. Tries to put a man in the air. Kicks her back out to Forbes. His shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound, Lena. That's the end of the first half. Hastings College has got the lead at halftime over Briarcliff, the 8th-ranked team in the country. Hastings with a lead over Briarcliff at halftime. It's the Broncos 42, Briarcliff 22. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a
Alrighty.
Body work? Call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College with a lead over Briarcliff on a score of 42-22. The Chargers, a team that's been averaging 90 points per ball game this season through their first 12 games, and Hastings has held this team to 22 points in the first half. Broncos shooting the ball extremely well from the field here, and they've built the 20-point lead, and it's 42-22. Checking the scoring at halftime for Hastings. Tobin Reinwald leading the way. He's got 12 points. Reinwald has knocked down 2 3-pointers. He's got 2 2-point field goals, and he is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. So Tobin leading the way with 10. The other scorers, Jake Hamburger in double figures. He has got 10 points today. Hamburger has knocked down 2 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal, and he's 2 for 2 from the free throw line for his 10. Also scoring in the first half, Brady Lohman on 3 3-pointers. We've got Akeem Morissant with a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points here at halftime. Abu Fall, he has got a couple of field goals for 4. And Carson Bloom, he has got a field goal and 2 points. Briarcliff there led in the first half by Zach Otting. He has got 8 points. Otting has got 2 field goals, and he is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So 8 points for Otting. 4 points for Austin Holman on a field goal. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Ricky Williams on a three-pointer. Shane Graves has got a three-pointer for 3. Ricky Torres, a three-pointer for 3. Brian Forbes, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Hastings again with a lead here at halftime over Briarcliff at men's college basketball. The score is 42-22. First ball game today was won by Hastings College as they beat Briarcliff by a score of 86-68. Hastings led by 23 points in the first half, led by 16 at halftime, 46-30. They go on to win today over Briarcliff by the score of 86-68. Hastings getting 23 points from Jamie Van Kirk today, 18 points from Laurel Zwiener, 12 points for Chanel Farmer, and 10 points for Cammie Bruckman. So Hastings wins today. They improved to 3-2 now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Broncos are 10-2 overall. Checking the shooting numbers here in this ball game in the first half of play, the Broncos hitting right at 50%. Hastings 15 out of 30 in the first half for 50%. Briarcliff 6 out of 22, just 27.3%. Hastings has knocked down 8 out of their 12 three-pointers for 66%. Meanwhile, Briar Cliff just 3 out of 10 for 30%. Broncos 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. And Briar Cliff, they are 7 out of 9 from the charity stripe. Broncos have 7 turnovers. Briar Cliff has got 12. Hastings with 1 block shot and 4 steals. Briar Cliff has got 1 block shot and 2 steals. Hastings College with a 20-point lead here at halftime. It's the Broncos 42 and Briar Cliff 22. Coming up next, we've got Hastings College Spotlight with Tyson Ervronic. Then a second half just minutes away. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
When you look at the recipe for a great rivalry, three things come to mind. History.
Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College here tonight.
Kearney and Hastings really dominated the basketball scene in Nebraska for at least 10 to 15 years, without any question.
Proximity.
Hastings College will start off in their man-to-man defense. We are underway. Lopers have the ball for the first time tonight.
But when you go back in time, both schools in the NAIA, very close proximity. The recruiting ground, coaches were everywhere. Any school that you went into, it was Kearney State or it was Hastings College. Which one did you want to go to? Because once you went there, you didn't like the other school.
And a passionate fan base that keeps the fire of the rivalry alive.
Hastings College picking up a big win here tonight over Nebraska Kearney. They go on the road and they beat NCAA Division II Nebraska Kearney here tonight.
Welcome to the Road to Rivalry series as we take a look at the past and present of Hastings College basketball with former and current coaches and players. Today's show is brought to you by Hastings College, and we'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Mike Will, the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, reminding you that on January 12th, Hastings College will celebrate the legacy of Coach Doc Farrell in a game against longtime rival Nebraska Kearney.
As Hastings College celebrates the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 1963 team, the college continues to be ranked one of the best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu.
And a pleasant good afternoon from the KHS Sports Studios. I'm Tyson Ivronik. It is the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS, a new wrinkle in the Hastings College Spotlight as we are going to be starting our Hastings College Spotlight Road to Rivalry series as we are focusing up on an upcoming matchup that was of great importance here in South Central Nebraska years ago, the UNK-Hastings College rivalry. And there's going to be a lot of special things. Joining me on this first edition of the Road to Rivalry series, we are joined by a player and a coach, Mike Trader, joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Coach, appreciate the time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Coach, let's kind of dive in. You've been sort of spearheading this effort over at Hastings College and trying to renew the rivalry with Hastings College, UNK, and on that game coming up, there's going to be a lot of special things that are going to be going on.
We will have it. It really started coming out of a Doc Farrow, who many people I think remember, used to be the basketball coach here for many years, and I were talking, and it's the 50th anniversary of the 1963-64 team that was Doc Farrell's first team to go to a national tournament. And so that team actually will be inducted into the Hastings College Hall of Fame along with one of its players, Ed Lorenzen. And so it really started there, and we felt that it would be great to have a game this year that really brought the history of Hastings College, the Doc Farrell era, if you will, full circle with we've got a new coach with Coach Gabers, and just put that whole thing together. And we've really had a great response from the former players that I've talked to that'll be back at attending. So it'll be a weekend, the January 11th and 12th. And, of course, a culmination, and couldn't be any better, is a game with the University of Nebraska at Kearney.
And I know, Coach, having been a part of Hastings College basketball and doing some research yourself and kind of looking back at the history of Hastings College basketball, looking at that 63-64 team, that started what many people believe was kind of the jump start to a change in the culture of Hastings College basketball.
Right. It was Lynn, and I think maybe we need to go back a little bit further for the people. Hastings College has had a long and really good history in basketball, but we'd had a little bit of a lull back in the maybe early 60s, late 50s there for a little bit. And when Doc Farrell came, this was his second team, the 63-64 team, and it started for him. Doc coached here, I believe, 22 years, and it started for him, I think, it put Hastings College on the map. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any question about that when people thought of Hastings College, they certainly thought of Hastings College basketball and Doc Farrell as a big part of the college, certainly athletically, and he had a heck of a run. And I just think it's kind of neat that we're going to have a chance to recognize and honor some of those teams and players, not just from that era, but from all the eras.
Well, what made that game against Kearney State at the time, University of Kearney now, what made that game such a big one on the season?
Well, usually, I guess when I played a little bit, a lot of people might not really remember this, but back in really Kearney, as far as basketball, didn't have a lot of success up until really about the 70s, about the early 70s. Really the teams that back then, it was really Wesleyan, Peru, were probably two of the more consistently good teams. But Kearney started to have their success right about the time, like I said, the early 70s. And so when I played, of course, Coach Kropp, who was just one of the best players ever to play in the state, Lauren Killian, and Kearney just had a lot of good teams. So it was just a couple of good teams. And from that point forward, Kearney and Hastings really dominated the basketball scene in Nebraska for at least 10 to 15 years, without any question. So I think fans, I don't know if this will be a good analogy or not, but on a smaller scale in a different sport, it would be really equivalent to the Nebraska-Oklahoma football games back in the, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It really would be.
When did that rivalry start to kind of phase out a little bit, and talk maybe just a little bit from that as far as kind of injecting more life into this rivalry?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's pretty easy to pinpoint that is when Kearney, I believe it was in the early 1990s, maybe 90, 91, chose to go to Division II, NC2A Division II. And so then that ended the period when it was Kearney and Hastings battling to go to the national tournament. Mm. And for such a long time, it usually many times came down to Kearney or Hastings. Kearney, many people may not remember this, but Kearney had a streak, I think it's still a record, of going to the national tournament 10 straight years. Mm. And usually many times it was a 2 out of 3 or a semi or a game against Hastings that that decided the fate. So, but no, it's just a great rivalry. And again, a great rivalry, you have to have two good teams, and you have to have one where each team has some success and each team loses once in a while. So that's exactly what happened in that rivalry.
Much more of my conversation with former coach and player Mike Trader coming up on later Hastings College Spotlight shows, but you've been listening to the Hastings College Spotlight Road to Rivalry series, but now it's time to get you back out to the second half. It's Hastings College versus Briarcliff on 1230 KHS. Second half action is coming right up.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight. Brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings College with a lead over Briar Cliff. Men's College basketball 42-22. Again, earlier tonight, we had the women's basketball games, or earlier this afternoon. Hastings winners over Briar Cliff by a score of 86-68. The other games, it was Concordia knocking off Dort by the score of 89-66. Doan got by Mount Marty today 75-70. Northwestern rolling past Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 105-53. Also going on today is Dakota Wesleyan playing at Midland. And for some reason, no official score in on that ball game as of yet. Then later on tonight, we have got Morningside playing at Dakota State in women's college basketball. That from earlier today. So Hastings College with a lead here in this one. The score is 42-22. By the way, Dakota Wesleyan has beaten Midland today 85-74. So a big win for the Tigers in Fremont over Midland. 85-74 was the final score in that one. So that completes the women's scoreboard. Morningside playing at Dakota State. Tipping off just about now at Dakota State. 42-22. Hastings with the opening possession of the second half. Here's a shot taken by Wells from the left side of the lane. It's going to be no good. And rebound comes down to Briar Cliff. Chargers running back with the ball. It's going to be Shane Graves out of the wing to Holman, who two-hand passes it over on the right side to Otting. Here's Pullen with the ball as a lobber inside. Now to Ricky Williams. Spins, puts up a shot against the Boo Fall. It's going to be no good. The battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. That's touched by Williams of Briar Cliff. So Hastings will play things in just underway here in the second half. Hastings leading by 20 points, 42-22. Here in this one, Hastings using some big runs, a 10-1 run there late in the second quarter, first half of play, late in the first half to open up this 20-point lead. Here's Akeem Morris out with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Dribbling out here. Gets it to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger just to the left of the circle here. Dribbling the ball beyond the three-point arc. Gets it to Brady Wollman. Wollman picked up there by Pullman. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out, and Hastings grabs it. Broncos get a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Jake Hamburger over to Wollman on the far side now. Brady dribbles out here in the center of the floor and runs the offense. Here's Akeem Morris. Takes it down in the baseline. Morrisot dribbling to the ball. Bounce pass goes to Abu Fall. Underneath the hole, a shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down, and the foul is going to be called. Austin Holman is going to be guilty of the personal foul, trying to go for the block against Abu Fall. Picks up his first personal. And Abu is going to go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Abu has got 4 points in the ball game and a couple of field goals. 65% foul shooter on the season. He's 19 out of 29. Abu's free throw is up there, and the shot is in and out and falls off of the front iron. It is no good. Hastings is a team hitting 73% of their free throws this year. That is fourth in the conference. 48% from the field. That is fifth in the conference. 32% from three-point range. That is ninth in the conference. Next shot is up there. Is no good by Abu, and the rebound comes down to Otting. Zach brings her back for Briar Cliff. Still a 20-point ball game, 42-22. 18 and a half minutes to play here in this one. Zach Otting with the ball, spins at the free throw line, takes it down the lane. His shot is up there and good. Zach Otting scoring there. High off of the glass. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. It's 42-24. Hastings with the lead. Here is Jake Hamburg with the ball. Now to Akeem. Bounce pass goes right side of the lane. That's going to be Wells. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline in the corner. That's going to be Jake Hamburger. Back to Wells. To Akeem Morissette. Akeem dribbling with the ball here on the right side. Akeem dribbling with the ball. comes out here near the 3 second or 3 point line. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Abu. Abu has got it for Hastings. Out to Jake Hamburger for three. He'll try his luck and he's successful. Jake Hamburger now with 13 in the ball game. Hastings stayed after there. Three shots in the hole, and finally they knocked down a tray with Jake Hamburger. 45-24. Hastings now with a 21-point lead here in the ball game. Otting comes over here to Holman as they're working around the horn. Long pass goes inside to Ricky Williams. Trying to put a fall in, Boo fall in the air. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's going to be picked up in the corner. Retrieved here by Austin Poland. Poland has got it for Briar Cliss. His pass out on top is deflected and is picked up by Hastings. That's Jake Hamburger. Now we got a whistle in backcourt. A foul is going to be called here. That's going to go on Wells. Brent Wells picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So Brent Wells picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number one in the Broncos here in the second half of play. It's going to be Briar Cliff playing things in. Zach Otting will be the trigger man. Wells comes out. Into the ball game for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Otting will inbound here as they get it to Shane Graves. Works against the key, Morissette. Graves hands it away in 3 point territory to Pullen. Top of the key to Holman. Holman picked up there by Lena. Now to Ricky Williams. Spins in the lane. His shot up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Zach has got it out to Akeem Morissette. Into the forecourt now to Jake Hamburger. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu. Ball tipped around. It's loose. It goes out of bounds. And a couple of players hit the deck. Abu goes down. The ball goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Hastings. Ricky Williams tapping the ball out of Abu's hands. Then they both went down in the corner there trying to retrieve the ball. Hastings will play things in. Abu's going to check out. Here comes John DeWard in the ball game now for the Broncos. Hastings will play things in. Broncos leading with a 21-point lead here, 45-24. Here's Hamburger, the Woolman at the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's good. Brady Woolman scores. Ball high in the air, but right down through the hole. Woolman has now got 11 in the ball game, a 13-point lead. Back the other way is Otting. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here comes Akeem Morissette streaking back the other way. Morissette goes over to Hamburger, takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. A foul will go here on Austin Poland of Briar Cliff. That's going to be his third foul. That's going to be team foul number two on the Chargers, a non-shooting situation. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. That is Zach Lena looking to trigger things in. Comes way out on top there, the 10-second line. Woolman tries to grab it. He does. Now he gets it to Hamburger, to John DeWard. He goes in the lane. His shot is up there off of the window. It's good. John DeWard puts a man in the air and scores off of the glass. 49-24. Hastings with a big lead here. Hastings outscored Briar Cliff 7-2 so far to start this second half. We're 4 minutes in. Here's Austin Holman with the ball. To the far sideline is Shane Graves. Graves looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Gives it to Ricky Torres. They move it over here to the left side. Zach Otting. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Zach Otting scoring. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, 49-26. Hastings with a lead in men's college basketball. The Broncos ranked number 8 in the country here. They got the big lead here in the second half. Woolman has got the ball at the free throw line. Hesitates, trying to drive it. Now he stops and throws one up there, and a shot right down through the hole. Brady Woolman starting to warm up. He's got 13 points in the ball game. It's 51-26 now. Again, the Broncos leading by 25 points. Shane Graves down to Ricky Torres. Picked up there by DeWard. Ricky Torres hands it away out here in three-point territory to Graves. He launches a three. A shot good. Shane Graves hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 51-29, Hastings with the lead. We're down to the 15-minute mark here in the second half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Brady Woolman with the ball. That is Jake at the top of the key. Jake Hamburger, bounce pass, goes to DeWard, picked up by Ricky Torres. DeWard with his back to the basket. Now a little hook shot is up there. It's good. John DeWard executes that one beautifully there. The 6'6" sophomore out of Utica, Nebraska. 53-29, Hastings by 24. Here's Zach Otting, high right side, two-handed pass, comes the opposite way. Graves has got it. Graves over here. Bounce pass goes inside to Ricky Torres. He goes for the hole, and his shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Working against DeWard and also Zach Lena, and the foul is going to go on DeWard. That's going to be his third. So John DeWard now with three fouls. That's team foul number two on the Broncos here in the second half. Going to the free throw line for Briar Cliff will be Ricky Torres. He has got 3 points in the ball game on a three-pointer, and his shot is up there. The shot is good. Torres, a 66% foul shooter in the season. Briar Cliff as a team, they are third in the conference in free throw percentage at 74%. They are number four in the conference in field goal percentage at 50%. And they are number two in the conference in three-point shooting at 39%. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Ricky Torres. And now Briar Cliff wants to call a timeout. Nick Nelson, the head coach of Briar Cliff, wants to call a timeout here, and we'll take it along with him here. 14 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 53, Briar Cliff 31.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is the destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart, Schaffner, Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 53-31 is the score. The Broncos have the lead over Briar Cliff. An important ball game for Hastings here this afternoon. A couple of nationally ranked teams squaring off here. Here's Ryan Wallace off of the baseline. Is no good. Tip try by DeWard is no good. He gets it back, goes back up, misses again. Rebound is still loose, and it's finally going to be picked up here by Briar Cliff on the baseline. Forbes has got it running back the other way. Forbes now to Wetfeld. They work it to the right side. The Grays, who gets it down there to Otting. He tries to drive it. It's poked loose, and it's picked up here by Lohman coming back the other way. Contact made, and a blocking foul. A blocking foul on Briar Cliff. Personal is going to go against Forbes. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. That's going to send Woolman to the free throw line. I think I said two nationally ranked teams. Actually, Briar Cliff just outside the top 25 this week after dropping a game last week. They're still receiving votes. Hastings is number eight in the country. There's the next shot from the free throw line by Brady Woolman. It's going to be good. Woolman, an 81% foul shooter, is now 36 out of 44 from the free throw line this season. And Woolman is in double figures again. He's got 14 points. In fact, he is leading the Broncos in scoring today. Next shot is up there. It is good. What else is new, huh? Brady Woolman, the fourth leading scorer in the conference, averaging 19 points per ball game. He's got a 55-31. Hastings leading by 24 points. There's Austin Loeffler back into the ball game. Cross-court pass comes over here to Zach Otting. Down to Loeffler over there on the far side. Loeffler takes it down on the baseline. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Wetfeld and a traveling violation. Traveling violation before Wetfeld got the shot away. That's going to be turnover number 13 in the ball game for Briar Cliff. Hastings has turned the ball over six times. Broncos playing a solid ball game here today. Got out to a 20-point lead at halftime, 42-22. It's now 55-31. Here's Reinwald going for the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Tobin Reinwald scores again for Hastings. 14 points in the ball game for Reinwald. He had 18 in his last ball game against Shadron State during the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 57-31. Here's a long-range jumper. It's up and in, a three-pointer. Austin Loeffler throws up a three. That's 57-34. Here's Carson Bloom coming back the other way as it poked loose from behind. Out of bounds. Shane Graves getting his hands on it there for Briar Cliff. Graves comes out now. Coming back in is going to be Austin Pullen. 12:56 to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings with a lead, 57-34 over Briar Cliff. They lob it into the lane. Lena grabs it. Lena goes up, left-handed. His shot is up and in. Zach Lena scoring there, and it's now 59-34. Hastings with a lead. Austin pulling with the ball to Ricky Torres. Torres gets it to Otting, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Otting gets it to Wetfeld. Wetfeld flips it away here to Austin Pullen, still out here in three-point territory. Pullen drives the ball to the rack. His scoop shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin dribbles out of there with the ball. Reinwald down the near sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone. Gets it to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger out here. High post. That's Lena with the ball right at the top of the key. Lena drives it. Kicks it back out here to Carson Bloom. Near sideline, Tobin Reinwald. Tobin holds the ball. Spins. Takes it down to the baseline. Stops. Kicks it out again. That's Lena with the ball. He drives it to the hole. There's a jump pass to DeWard. His shot no good, but he is fouled in the play. And John DeWard will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Austin Pullen. That's going to be his third. Team foul number four on the Chargers. 12:06 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings out on top, 59-34. And going to the free throw line for the Broncos will be John DeWard. His shot is up there, and the shot good. DeWard, a 50% foul shooter coming in here. He really was brought into contention for playing time when Dylan Flynn went down in the Concordia ball game with that torn Achilles. It's been John DeWard and Abu Fall that's been alternating in there at the post position. And that's what's going to happen right here as DeWard hits the second shot. He comes out now, and Abu comes back in there. 61-34. The Broncos playing tremendous defense in this ball game today. We have played 26 minutes, and Briarcliff has 34 points on the board. Here's Loeffler with it. Loeffler comes out here into three-point territory to Zach Otting. This is the team that's been averaging 90 points per ball game, and now they want to call another timeout as Nick Nelson is not happy with the offensive flow here. That's been the case most of the day. 11 minutes and 48 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 61 and Briarcliff 34.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. And by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. Next Saturday, we will be in Sioux Center, Iowa. Hastings will take on the Dort Defenders next Saturday. 2 o'clock for the women's ball game, 4 o'clock for the guys. Airtime at 1:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Also got a game before Christmas coming up against Mount Marty. That one the following Saturday at home here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 61-34 is the score. Hastings dominating this football or basketball game here today with Briarcliff. Austin Poland with the ball now for the Chargers. Goes to Otting. We've got a whistle away from all the action underneath the hoop. It's going to go on Abu Fall. Abu picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Briarcliff playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Austin Poland will be the trigger man here for the Chargers. Looking. They get it in Ricky Torres. Torres got it there by Lena. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot good. Torres now with 5-7 points in the ball game here. It's 61-36. Hastings in the lead. 11.5 minutes to play here in the ball game. Jake Hamburger on the wing. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Bounce pass down in the corner to Reinwald. Dribbles in the lane. Stomps in. Pops. Shot up there. Good. Tobin Reinwald having another good game today. He's got 16 points. He had 18 against Shadron State last week. 63-36. Hastings with a lead. And now here's a blocking foul and a boo fall. He's just kind of mowed over there as Matt Berg was dribbling down the left side of the lane. And a boo fall is hit with a personal foul. It's going to be his third. When Abu falls, the house moves. Abu is big. About 260 pounds or so as Abu falls. Hit with his third personal foul. Austin Poland will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They leave it out here to Brian Forbes, picked up there by Reinwald. Now to Poland again out here in three-point territory. And now we got a foul going the other way. It's going to go on Briarcliff. So a personal foul is going to go on the Chargers. It's going to go on Matt Berg. That's going to be his first foul. So Matt Berg picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 5 on the Chargers. 63-36 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Carson Bloom falls down with the ball over there. Now a timeout's going to be called. Bloom fell down as he was trying to drive it down the far sideline. He recovers the ball and calls the timeout. Saves the possession here for Hastings College. So we'll take a break. 10 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the contest. The score, it is Hastings 63, Briarcliff 36.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
10:54 to play in the ball game. Hastings 63, Briarcliff 36. Broncos have led this baby since the opening tap. They got it to a 5-0 lead in the ball game. They have not looked back. Briarcliff fell behind by 20 at halftime, 42-22. Hastings now leading 63-36. Broncos with the ball. Hamburger drives it, stops and pops it. Shots off of the back iron, no good. Ball tapped out. Picked up in the corner by Carson Bloom. Sends it to Abu Fall at the elbow left side. Spins in the lane. Kicks it out here to Ryan Waldy. Drives it into the paint. Bounce pass down low to DeWard. DeWard goes to Abu. He is double teamed. Goes up for the shot and hits it. Abu Fall now with 6 points in the ballgame, 65-36. Hastings blowing the Chargers right out of here. Matt Berg with the ball now for the Chargers. Gets it to Ricky Torres. Torres goes to the top of the key to Loeffler. So moves it over in the right wing to Brian Forbes. Forbes now to Poland. Left side, Austin Loeffler. They get it inside to Ricky Torres. He backs up, kicks it back out. Top of the key, three-pointer thrown up there. Good. Austin Loeffler, his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 65-39, Hastings to the lead. Carson Bloom goes to Reinwald. Reinwald down the left side, takes it down on the baseline, driving, shooting, and missing the shot is Lena. Lena stays after it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Lena. Briarcliff will play things in. Nebraska volleyball coming up tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Huskers playing Oregon in the Lincoln Regional. Oregon's the team that ended the season last year for Nebraska in the Omaha Regional. They'll play again tonight at 7 o'clock. Their time for the pregame show at 6:30 this evening here on 1230 KHAS. So Nebraska volleyball is coming up here on 1230 KHAS. Matt Berg with the ball. Over to Austin Poland, top of the key, three-pointer, Loeffler, he misses this one. Battle for the rebound, it's going to be brought down here by Akeem Morrison. He runs her back the other way. Morrison, the Woolman, shot good. Brady Woolman is making it look easy. A three-pointer by Brady Woolman, he's now got 18 points in the ballgame. Ryan Wald's got 16, and the Broncos lead 68-39 here in this contest. Here's Ricky Williams with the ball. Williams now to Forbes, out on top to Loeffler. His pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Akeem Morrison. He drives it, dishes off, and the ball is deflected away. It is picked up down in the corner. Shot by Lohman is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Matt Berg. Matt Berg running back the other way, and he's going to be called for being out of bounds. Taking it down the far sideline. He just ran out of real estate over there. A turnover on Briarcliff. That's their 15th of the ballgame. 8 minutes and 46 seconds to play in this one. Hastings comfortably ahead here. It is 68-39 over the Chargers of Briarcliff. Hastings would go to 5-0 in the conference after this win if they can hold on to this win. Here's Hamburger out to Zach Lena. Not a woman out here in three-point territory. Two-handed pass goes to Zach Lena, and he drives it to the hole, but he knocks down a defender here. A blocking foul is going to be called on Briarcliff. It's going to go on Matt Berg. That's going to be his second. Hastings undefeated at home this season. They got some big wins here. Had a victory over Northwestern earlier. Hastings going on the road then and playing at Morningside and picking up a win. And now playing another heavyweight in the conference today and making it look easy. I see our leading Briarcliff. Here's Lena at the free throw line. His first one is up there. It's good. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. Lena is a 65% foul shooter. 69-39, the Broncos leading by 30 points. Next one is up there, it's good. So Briarcliff has now scored 39 points in about, 28 minutes of playing time. Unbelievable defense today for Hastings College. Shane Graves has got the ball just across the 10-second line, gets away from Morrison, the ball tipped away, but Graves gets her under control. Down to Loeffler. To Ricky Williams, right sideline to Forbes. Takes it down on the baseline, gives it back to Williams. He launches up a three. That one is good. The big guy, Ricky Williams, hits his second three-pointer of the ball games. Ricky Williams, a 6 foot 7 inch freshman out of Carson, Iowa, nails his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points. It's 70-42. Here's Loman with the ball. Now to Abu Fall out here, top of the key to Hamburger. Drives it, stops and pops. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Fall, and a foul is going to be called. Abu Fall is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be number four on him. So four fouls now on Abu. That's going to be team foul number five on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. We're down to 7:47 to play here in the contest. We'll name our players of the game right after the ball game here tonight. Coach's post-game show coming up with head coach Bill Gavers, and then into Nebraska volleyball later on tonight, beginning at 6:30, the Huskers and the Oregon Ducks. 70-42, Briarcliff has got the ball. Right sideline, Graves has got it. Leaves it out top now to Zach Otting. Otting 35 feet away from the basket, now drives it to the free throw line. Contact made, foul called. They're going Lohman, that's going to be his first. Zach Otting, the second leading scorer in the conference, averaging 21 points per ball game. He has got 12 so far in this contest against Hastings. Shane Graves will inbound the ball. Graves just lobs it out here to Williams at the top of the key. Goes over to Otting. Otting picked up there by Hamburger of Hastings. Zach Otting comes over to Forbes. It throws up a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger quickly back the other way to Woolman here on the near sideline. Brady directing some traffic. Woolman on the dribble. Flips it away now to Hamburger here on the near sideline. Bounce pass goes to Abu. Abu scores right of the basket. Looking right into the eyes of Ricky Williams, who retreats out here into three-point territory. Now he drives, spins, puts up a shot on the baseline. It's up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Ricky Williams. Ricky clears it away here to Brian Forbes. Down the floor it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be last touched here by Hastings. Trying to connect with Austin Holman down there. Ball deflected out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. 6:46 to play in this one. Hastings 70, Briarcliff 42. Chargers will inbound the ball. Ricky Williams down here in the corner gets it out to Otting. Otting comes cross court to the near side. The Grays penetrates. Now dishes, and we got an interception. Brent Wells picks it off. That's turnover number 16 on the Chargers. There's Woolman trying to drive the ball to the hole, and he's got his pocket picked, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul called on Brent Wells in backcourt. That's going to be the fourth foul on Wells. So now Boo's got four. Wells has got four. They're both still in the ball game. 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Hastings leading 70-42. Going to the free throw line is going to be Brian Forbes. One out of two from the free throw line so far today. His only points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. He'll get one more. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 70-43. Make it 70-44 as Brian Forbes gets that one to go down through the hole. And now Briarcliff will attack here in backcourt with Shane Graves. Morissant just races the ball into the offensive zone here on the dribble. Morissant gives the ball to Brady Lohman. High left side. Abu sets a screen for him. Lohman bounce pass to Hamburger. Hamburger brings it back to Lohman at the point. Out of Morissant, he gets away. He dribbles it. Here's a dish inside to Abu, who kicks it back out here to Lohman out in three-point territory. Lohman will reset the offense. Abu will set a screen. Woolman trying to get away. We're down to 7 seconds on the shot clock. Woolman driving the ball. A run, hander down the lane. A shot good. Brady Woolman scores. Woolman now with 20 in the ball game. It's 72-44. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Shane Graves back the other way. Ricky Williams now to Otting. Fakes the ball. Dribbles down on the baseline. Stops there. Comes back out here to Austin Holman. Takes it on the free throw line. Spins. Takes it down to Otting. He drives the ball toward the hole. His shot over Abu is good. Zach Otting scores. Otting has now got 14 in the ball game. We're down to 5.5 minutes to play in this one. It's 72-46. Hastings College with the lead. Brady Lohman with the ball here on the near sideline. Goes down to Akeem in the corner. Morissant has the ball knocked loose. It comes to the near sideline. Akeem picks her back up. Morissant dribbles to the elbow right side of the lane. His shot is up there. No good. Ball being tapped around. Wells comes down with it. His shot from underneath the basket's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Austin Holman. He gets it to Zach Otting down the right sideline. Otting for three. Shot is off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Woolman, long pass down the floor to Hamburger. Shot no good. Rebound Abu. He puts it up there. His shot good. Abu Fall scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 74-46. Hastings College with the lead here with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here's a Graves with the ball. Now to Ricky Williams to the near sideline. Down in the corner is going to be a Forbes. Gets it back here to Holman. He takes it inside, spins, now dishes back outside the three-point arc. Shane Graves has got it top of the key working against Morissant. Now to Austin Holman, takes it down to the baseline. He cuts for the hole and his shot is up and in. Austin Holman circles around and scores on the baseline. He's got 6 points in the ball game. It is now 74-48 with 4:15 to play here in this second half from the Osborne Sports Complex today. There's Brady Woolman with the ball. Bounce pass is going to be deflected away from Abu, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Ricky Williams. Briar Cliff, that's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 7 on Briar Cliff. And now head coach Bill Gavers will clean the bench. We're going to see Alex Thayer out there now for Hastings. DeWard's going to come back in for the Broncos. Carson Bloom is going to come back out. Also checking in for Hastings is going to be, Brandon Krause is going to be out there now. Here comes Andrew Pryor. He's going to come down to the scorer's table. So everybody's going to see some playing time here today with the Broncos comfortably ahead. Here's a shot from the free throw line by Abu. It's going to be no good, but the rebound comes down to the Broncos. That's Krause with the ball. Now to Abu, fall out here in three-point territory. To Carson Bloom, and now Coach Gavers calls the timeout. Going to get his final guy. You know, that's going to be Andrew Pryor. He wants to check in. So we've got a timeout here, 4 minutes and 1 second to play in the basketball game here this afternoon. We'll take a break with a score, Hastings 74, Briar Cliff 48.
Flu season is here once again, and flu shots save lives. When you get a flu shot, you're being considerate of those around you, including your coworkers, your spouse, children, grandchildren, the elderly, and friends. It's not just about you anymore. Do it for yourself and those around you. Check with your insurance provider to see if they might pay for all or part of your flu vaccination. Do it for yourself and those around you. This message has been brought to you by the South Heartland District Health Department because they care about you and your loved ones.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Broncos have the ball here. As Alex Thayer is going to inbound the ball now to Carson Bloom, down to Thayer. As they throw it inside to DeWard. Back outside the ring, trying to drive it. The ball's going to be tipped away. It's going to be picked up here by Brian Cliff, running back the other way. And a foul. Nope, it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Good job there by Krause getting back. Austin Leffler took the loose ball and went the other way. But Krause on the block at the other end. So it's going to be Brian Cliff inbounding the ball. They will get it in here to Wetfeld. He has problems with it. And it's picked up here by Hastings. Brandon Krause has got the ball now for Hastings as he runs back the other way on a right-handed dribble. The Broncos leading by a score of 74-48. There's Carson Bloom. He takes off for the hole and shot good. Just opened up like a Mack truck there. He could have driven that through there. As Carson Bloom goes right to the hole and scores, he's got 4 points in the ballgame, 76-48. Hastings with the lead. Leffler takes it down. Down in the corner as they lob it back inside to Ricky Torres, who has it deflected out of his hands. Here comes a Nate Maloli is going to come into the ball game now, a freshman out of Papillion. And also coming in is going to be Charles Ferguson, I think, is checking in there as well. First time we've seen Charles Ferguson in a while here for Hastings College. 76-48 is the score. Briar Cliff trailing in the ball game. Here's a long three-pointer put up there by Leffler. No good. Rebound, Ricky Torres. Briar Cliff with the ball here. Driving. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Poland. And the rebound comes down to Krause of Hastings. Krause runs her back the other way with a right-handed dribble. Brandon Krause dribbling with the ball out to Alex Thayer. A product out of Superior, Nebraska. Over to Nate Maloli. Back inside. Here's a shot by Pryor. That's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Followed shot by Ferguson. It's up in the... Charles Ferguson scoring there. So Ferguson gets the field goal and he is fouled into play. And Ferguson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College. So Charles Ferguson gets in the scorebook here, the senior out of Kimball, Nebraska. His free throw is up there and in. So a three-point play by Charles Ferguson. And Hastings is now leading by 31-79-48. Ricky Torres with the ball. Goes over there to Christian Blair, who's into the ball game now. Here's Wetfeld. Wetfeld gives her up here. Austin Leffler, cross-court pass goes down in the corner to Austin Poland. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Poland drives it. Two-handed pass comes out here to Blair. Moves it down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Wetfeld. Misses everything. Torres grabs the rebound, and a foul is going to be called. Ricky Torres will go to the free throw line here. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Charles Ferguson. That's going to be his first. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Matt Nelson. Matt Nelson, a 6-foot senior out of Wilcox, Nebraska. Now into the ball game for Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Ricky Torres. His shot is up there. It is good. Torres now with 8 points in the ballgame. Coming up, we have got our players of the game from our doubleheader today. The Hastings College women picking up a win in the first game today. Players of the game coming up. The coach's postgame show will get you into Nebraska volleyball coverage at 6:30 tonight with a pregame show from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Huskers and the Oregon Ducks. Finals of the Lincoln Regional tonight in the NCAA tournament. Ricky Torres, his next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Torres now 4 of 4 from the free throw line. He will check out. Coming into the ball game now for Briar Cliff is going to be Mike Newton. Mike Newton is a 6'7" and sophomore out of State Center, Iowa. Broncos have the ball, driving down the lane, losing control. The ball is going to be Maloli as Hastings turns the ball away. Here comes Briar Cliff back the other way. The Broncos still have a 29-point lead, and now they throw the basketball away. As Akeo Wetfeld, he fires a ball down the left side of the lane. Nobody home down there in the baseline. It goes out of bounds. A turnover on Briar Cliff, so here come the Broncos back the other direction. Nate Maloli has got the ball now for Hastings College. Goes over to Andrew Pryor on the wing. He takes off, takes the ball in the hole. His shot is going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Andrew Pryor takes it right to the hole there for Hastings, a 6'2" and senior out of Wilbur, Nebraska. And now Pryor will go to the free throw line as he is fouling the play here. So Pryor now goes to the free throw line for Hastings. And his first shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Pryor hits the free throw. He'll have one more. That's a 30-point lead again for Hastings, 80-50. Next shot is good. Pryor connects on a couple of free throws. Briar Cliff, a team that's been averaging 90 points per ball game, and Hastings has held them 40 points below their season average so far. There's a shot off the baseline. That's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to Hastings College, running back the other way. Ferguson from the corner. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound is going to be saved here by Hastings. Nice job there by Matt Nelson. Grabs the ball and went behind his back. Like he was flipping the ball to somebody, but it goes ricocheting off of a defender from Briar Cliff. And Hastings will play it in. Here's Pryor off of the baseline. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound for Briar Cliff coming back the other way is going to be Christian Blair as they run back with the ball with a minute and 23 seconds to play. There's a feed down low. A shot by Wetfeld that's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Personal foul here is going to go on the Broncos on Matt Nelson. Hastings College will be on the road next Saturday playing in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Dort Defenders. The shot from the free throw line is no good by Wetfeld. Depending on what Dort does today, that'll be for the conference lead. Dort and Hastings, the only two undefeated teams left in the conference. Second shot by Wetfeld is up there. It is good. Dort today is playing at Concordia. So Hastings is going to go to 5-0 after this one in the conference. 10-1 on the season. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Nate Maloli for Hastings. A minute to play here. Running back the other way. Here's Blair. His shot's going to be up there no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. His shot is up and in. Christian Blair is scoring there. That's going to be his first field goal of the ball game. It's now 81-53. Hastings College with a lead. Going with the ball here for the Broncos is going to be Matt Nelson. I want some of these guys that we haven't seen all season long, but they're seeing some playing time here today. Here's Maloli. Here's Alex Thayer. Gets it back out to Pryor. He'll throw up a three and hits it. Andrew Pryor throws up a three ball. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. So Andrew Pryor scoring there for Hastings College. It's now 84-53. There's a shot up there and in off of the baseline. Austin Loeffler scoring there. Loeffler now with 8 points in the ball game. It's 84-55 with 20 seconds to play. Ferguson for three. His shot good. Ferguson now with 6 points in the ball game. 87-55. Even the reserves hitting shots here. Here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up and in by Wetfeld, and he's fouling the play. Wetfeld will go to the free throw line here. Ferguson picks up the foul for Hastings. 10.6 seconds to play. Hastings leading down by 30 again at 87-57. Wetfeld to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Broncos another solid performance here this afternoon. The eighth-ranked team in the country going to go to 10 wins and one loss as Hastings brings the ball to the offensive zone, and that's going to be all she wrote. As the time expires, Hastings College wins by 29 points. Final score, Hastings 87, Briar Cliff 58. So Hastings improves to 10 wins and one loss in the season, and now 5-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff drops to 8 wins and 5 losses. They are now 4-2 in the GPAC. Hastings College running away and hiding here in this ball game today. A 29-point win. Hastings 87, Briarcliff 58. Back with a recap after this.
Hi, this is Mike Will,
Tyson Ivronik,
and Brad Beam.
We're here to tell you about the Salvation Army Angel Tree here at KHAS Radio.
Between now and December 19th, our listeners can stop by our studios at 500 East J Street and choose a tag off the tree.
You buy the gift on the tag for that boy or girl in need and return the unwrapped gift back to us with the tag on it.
The Salvation Army will pick up the gifts from us on December 19th and deliver them to the children in our area.
This holiday season, be a Christmas angel
and make Christmas a little merrier for a special child.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College wins this men's college basketball game today over Briarcliff. The score of 87-58. The Broncos hold Briarcliff 32 points below their season average. They come in here averaging 90 points per ball game, and they got a test here today on the Broncos defense as Hastings rock solid today, holding Briarcliff 32 points below their season average. And Hastings wins it by the score of 87-58. Broncos scored the first 5 points of the ball game today. They never trailed in this contest. Got out to a 42-22 halftime lead, and Briarcliff really not challenging in the second half. Did not make a run as Hastings goes on, runs away, and hides in this one. 87-58 over Briarcliff here this afternoon. Brady Lohman leading the way again for Hastings. He scores 20. Lohman had 9 points in the first half and 11 in the second, so Lohman with 20. Tobin Reinwald had 16 points today. Jake Hamburger had 13. Those are the guys in double figures. The other scorers for Hastings, Abu Fall had 8 points. John DeWard had 6. Zach Lena had 4. Carson Bloom had 4. Akeem Morissant had 5. Charles Ferguson got in the ball game late. He had 6 points off of the bench today. Andrew Pryor also got in there for Hastings as he scores 5 points in the ball game. Hastings racking up 87 in the contest here this afternoon against Briarcliff. The Chargers led by Zach Otting. He's the second leading scorer in the conference, averaging 21 per ball game, had just 14 today. In fact, he was the only man in double figures today for Briarcliff. Their other scorers, Austin Loeffler, he had 8 points, 6 points apiece for Ricky Williams, Austin Holman, and also Shane Graves. Other scores, we had Ricky Torres had 9. We had Kale Wetfeld having 4 points. Brian Forbes had 3. And that's all she wrote for the Chargers. 58 on the board this afternoon as Hastings beats Briarcliff by a score of 87-58. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco Postgame Show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
All right, Hastings College with a sweep here tonight. The women's basketball team beating Briarcliff 86-68, and the guys go on to win 87-58 today. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. For the Hastings College women, Jamie Van Kirk led the way with 23 points. Laurel Zwiener had 18 points and 7 rebounds today. Also in double figures was Chanel Farmer coming off the bench with 12 points, and Cammie Breckman had 10, all candidates for our Player of the Game. For the Hastings College men, it was another great performance today by Brady Lohman. He scores 20 points in the ball game today. Tobin Reinwald had 16 points, 13 points for Jake Hamburger. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Of the game today for the Hastings College basketball teams, Jamie Van Kirk for the women. She leads the way again with 23 points, 9 out of 15 from the field, 1 out of 2 from three-point territory, hit all four of her free throws today, pulls down 7 rebounds, scores the 23 points, 1 assist and 4 steals as she plays just a skosh under 30 minutes today for head coach Kerry Hofstetter, and Hastings winning 86-68 in the women's ball game. And for the guys again, it was Brady Lohman, but he could have picking either out of the hat here today. Some good performances for Hastings on the men's side. Lohman leads the way with 20. 7 out of 15 from the field today. Hit 4 out of 5 on three-pointers. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also pulls down 3 rebounds. Scores the 20 points. Had 4 assists. And he had 1 steal today as he plays just a shade under 30 minutes as well for head coach Bill Gabers. So a sweep today for the Hastings College basketball teams. The women winning in the first ball game today over Briarcliff, 86-68. The guys picking up an 87-58 win over the Chargers as Brady Lohman and also Jamie Van Kirk are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College wins it today over Briarcliff by a score of 87-58. Hastings assistant coach Chip Ball will join us in the postgame show. And, Coach, probably the most complete game we have seen. You guys good from the start all the way to the finish.
Yeah, I agree. I thought we set the tone defensively. You and I spoke about that at the break there, that I thought that probably got everything jump-started. And, boy, we just really shot the ball well.
Briarcliff hit only 27% of their field goals in the first half of play. They were 3 out of 10 from three-point range, and they had, 22 points on the board at halftime. For a college basketball team, that was a tremendous defense force.
Well, I appreciate that. And these kids are really taking a lot of pride in that. You're talking about a very good basketball team, a team that just got beat by Dort 102-96, and to hold them to 22 in the first half, very impressive for our kids, and we're very proud of them.
Yeah, this is a team that's averaged 90 points per ball game all season long. We even with bringing in the reserves in the final couple of minutes of the ball game, we hold them to 32 points below their season average.
Yeah, that is, and again, I think it's a tribute to a lot of guys. I mean, those kids playing at the end have done great. This team really believes in all 16 kids that we have a part of it, but our defense has been good, and it's got to stay that way. I mean, you know, our conference has been so even; it's been a kind of a dogfight, but. We're playing well right now.
We knew that when you guys came on board as the head coach and the assistant coach, that defense would be stressed here. It's just night and day from last year. We were at the bottom part of the scale as far as the defensive statistics were concerned. This year you look up and we're amongst the leaders. What's been the biggest change defensively for us?
Oh, I tell you, I think the kids are just really buying into what we're trying to do. We're putting a lot of ball pressure on people. I really think that's kind of where it starts. I'm just real proud of the kids. I mean, it's a five-man effort. They're not just – it's not one guy doing just their thing. And it's a fun group to work with, I can tell you that.
Hastings also out rebounding Briarcliff today. A big statistic here at 38-26. All the games we've won the rebounding war. The one game we lost, we did not. And pretty well tells the story.
We remind them in practice of that, don't we? I mean, let me tell you, I mean, we brought that up a couple times this week. And so, and really even we brought up, I mean, the game against Benedictine, we did not guard very good. We did not put a lot of ball pressure on people. And we said, you just got to go out and compete, but you're right, it's not rocket science. You know, we have 11 turnovers, so they're 19. That's a handful of possessions we get. Same way when you win the rebound battle, you just get more offensive possessions, and that helps you.
Tobin Ryan Wald, 16 points again for Hastings College. He had 18 against Shadron State. His last two or three games, maybe even four games, have been a tremendous force.
I agree, Mike. I mean, I've just been real proud of how he has hung with just everything mentally. I mean, he didn't get frustrated early when the ball didn't go in for him, and he's just continued to build confidence, I think, in what he's doing with the ball in his hands offensively, and had some real nice rebounds today, too.
Hastings College continues to shoot the ball well, right around the 50% for the ball game again today, 31 out of 63. The amazing part is the 66% you shot from three-point territory in the first half. You had some great looks, and you guys knocked them down.
We really did, and that's the thing we've been really trying to work on. You know, we thought we've had a team that could shoot the ball real well, and really shoot the ball well from the arc. We've done a lot better job in our last few games of going inside out with the ball on occasion. And we did that today. You know, Jake hit a couple threes in transition. We had a real nice three in transition when Akeem pitched the ball back to Brady trailing. And so that's neat to see from the kids.
There's just not a whole lot of things that you guys can kind of nitpick. It's kind of tough for a coaching staff in it when you get back on the floor this week in preparation. There's not a whole lot of things to nitpick here.
Well, trust me, we'll find it.
I'm sure.
And, you know, going on the road to Dort, and really, again, you've seen, I mean, this conference is just a very impressive conference top to bottom. It just really is. It's hard to win on the road. Coach mentioned to me before, he said they came in and have not played well here. And, you know, sometimes that rests in kids' minds. And that's where we feel like, you know, we got to make the next step to – it's a big game next Saturday, going on the road to Dort. And we've been off to a good start in the conference, but we got to keep it up.
Vice versa, we have not played well traditionally over at Dort. So
exactly.
We might be in a different situation that when we have all season long. We're going to go into a place that's right. Going to be a hostile environment that we have not played well. And these guys have been around the last 3 or 4 years. They know we haven't played well there too. So maybe there's shoes on the other foot. Huh?
Exactly. That's kind of what we, you know. So it's a big week of practice for us. Kids got, you know, finals coming up and everything too, so they got a lot of things going. But I'm sure fresh in their minds going to be our trip to Dort on Saturday. I can tell you that.
Congratulations on the win. We'll see you next Saturday.
Thanks.
Yep, Chip Baugh, the assistant coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos are rolling in this one here today. Really wasn't much of a contest. Hastings winning over Briarcliff by a score of 87-58. We'll get a final word right after this.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
So Hastings College wins it here today over Briarcliff, and we'll check the final numbers before we get out of here tonight. Hastings ended up shooting 31 out of 63 from the field today for a 49.2%. Hastings knocked down 12 out of 18 from three-point territory for 66%, and the Broncos from the free throw line 13 out of 16 for 81%. Briarcliff was 18 out of 48 from the field today for 37%. Three-pointers, they were 7 out of 18 for 38%, and they were 15 out of 18 from the free throw line, 83%. We mentioned the rebounds. Hastings with 38 rebounds compared to 26 for Briarcliff. Hastings, 11 turnovers compared to 19 for Briarcliff. Hastings with 2 block shots and 7 steals. Briarcliff had 1 block shot and 5 steals. And Hastings College winning it here this afternoon. Next week, we'll be on the road. Next Saturday, we'll be in Sioux Center, Iowa, to take on the Dort Defenders. Airtime will be at 1:45 next Saturday. Women's game will go at 2, with the guys to follow at 4 o'clock. That'll wrap things up from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. For 1230 KHAS Sports, this is Mike Will.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.